This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex today. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Phangnon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with King Charles III of the United Kingdom. Recalling the historic relations between the two countries, they both reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UK. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they discussed various subjects of mutual interest, including climate action and sustainability. Mr. Modi also expressed his appreciation for the King's sustained advocacy and initiatives on these issues and briefed him on the multiple initiatives undertaken by India. They also exchanged greetings on the upcoming festive occasions of Christmas and the New Year. Proceedings of both houses of the Parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 PM, opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the house assembled after adjournment at 2 PM, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has issued strict instructions that no political party, member of Parliament or groups of MPs will hold any dharna and demonstration at any building gates of the Parliament House. The instruction has come in the wake of the incident in the Parliament precinct today as Congress and BJP MPs shoved each other at the gate during protests, which led to injury and hospitalization of the two MPs. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion move against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December the 10th. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting primarily focused on critical security issues, with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, also attended the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until 14th of January on MyGov portal. In the women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai tonight. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in women's T20s, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs, thanks to Smriti Mandhana's 77 runs off 47 balls and Richa Ghosh's quick fire 54 runs off just 21 balls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.